I was stunned. It couldn't be over. I had sat with the tickets to see my hero on my nightstand for months. The show was over. My hero was leaving. John Mayer waved and thanked the crowd as he stepped off the stage. He had just completed an almost 3-hour set. He played love songs and breakup songs. He played songs of joy and songs of heartbreak. He shredded on his Fender Stratocaster and plucked soft folk tunes on his Martin acoustic guitar. As the lights shut off, the crowd continued to roar. It began screaming, then evolved to chanting, "John, John, John." Minutes passed, but the clamor refused to cease until John returned to the stage by himself. He was holding his iconic Fender Stratocaster, a destroyed instrument with large patches of exposed wood missing lacquer. The crowd exploded. The show had been a thoroughly cathartic experience. However, the encore would prove to be its emotional peak. We all knew what he was about to play. Gravity. A 10-minute ballad about perseverance, even when life itself seems to be trying to stop you. John lifted his guitar into position and the crowd silenced. He unleashed a manic opening guitar riff, one that was so lonely yet powerful. The strings wailed as his fingers bent them. They sounded as if they were crying out of the loneliness of their lack of musical accompaniment. Soon, John began to sing. As he sang about gravity dragging his aspirations back to Earth, the scars on my forearm itched. I knew what it was like to be dragged down to Earth all too well. It had been a long summer, one where I was as lonely as the strings before John gave me the company of his voice. I spent a lot of my time alone before John gave me the company of his voice. I would sit in my room and play his songs when my family wasn't around. I would play his songs when my relationship wasn't working out. I played his songs when I didn't have any friends to talk to. The scabs tore open, and the wet, sticky feeling of blood on my skin loosened nostalgia's grip on my mind just in time for the most poignant lyric of the song. He sang,
"Oh, I never know what makes this man with all the love that his heart can stand dream of ways.
I felt my eyes well up with tears. For so long I had been that man. I was struggling, depressed, pushing away those who loved me the most. I listened to the voices that said,
"You are alone, and nobody cares about you."
Instead of hearing, "I love you, and you are worth it." John ended the encore with a very unique, raw technique on the guitar, the truss rod bend. He plucked the strings and grabbed the head of the guitar and bent the neck back over his hip. The strings screamed in response as the melody fluttered up and down the melodic spectrum. Watching John perform this was absolutely surreal, both because of the technical difficulty and the affective thrill that radiated throughout the crowd. The song had made its final transition from a soft, controlled ballad about the weight of gravity pulling a man back down to earth, to a free declaration one's emancipation from their bondage. The screaming strings lifted the Wells Fargo Center off the ground. We were all flying. We were all free from gravity. I was free from my gravity. The same gravity that had me wasting my talents and wanting to give up on life. Mayer's lyrics on the last verse. Changed my life. He demonstrated that we all have power over our own gravity. We have the choice to banish our hardships, whether they be depression, anxiety, or trauma, because we are all powerful beings that are in control of our lives. He ends the song with a plea to the universe.
Just keep me where the light is. Just keep me where the light is. Thank you.
I found that gravity wouldn't let me rise up into the light and enjoy my life as much as I should, until I told it to stay the hell away.